Father, mother, home, role models. Father, mother, home, role models. Where do children learn their values? Where do children learn what is important for them in life? Where do children get their example of how to live their life and how to act and how to think and how to be? Where do they get these values? They get them from the parents. They get the values from their parents because their parents are the perfect example of what the child should be. The parents are the perfect example of what the child is. The parents are the perfect example of how a child gets along best in the world. Now, how does a child get along well in its world? By seeing how the parents act and think and do. Now, sometimes you can have homes that are made up of foster children. You can have homes that are made up of the wife's children or the husband's children when they marry again. And this sometimes presents a bit of a problem. And the problem is that the wife and the husband must align themselves on what their values are. Now, when the children have come from other homes where they had other values, and then the new parents expect them to be the same as their old values, the values that they're into their new home, they get into all sorts of trouble, get into all sorts of problems. So, when you set up a new household, you have to set up a new household, but with intelligence. And unfortunately, most people don't have the intelligence to do that because they feel that they should know it. It's just they should know how to skate and they should know how to walk and they should know how to be kindly to their brothers and sisters. They should know how to act to their mother and father. They know how to respect their home, know how to... Well, that's just not the case. Children do not know how when they get into new circumstances. How should they act? How should they express themselves? How should they live their lives? Well, if a parent comes into a home and it's a new home for them and they immediately expect the people in that home to have the values that they have, they're sadly mistaken because there's going to always be a tussle. There's going to always be a threat of who's going to be the boss, who's going to be in charge, and I'm going to show them that this is what I want to do. I'm going to show them that this is how I want to live. I want to show them that this is where my values are, and I set my own values. Well, now, this is normal. This is normal that children will want to do this, and parents will want to do this for their children. And because this is normal, because this is the way things oftentimes work out, you run into a lot of confusion. You run into a lot of problems. When a new household sets up housekeeping, it's vital that they set up a set of rules for how they're going to live in that house, how they're going to cooperate together, how they're going to work together as a family. And we've seen a lot of movies on the TV and seen how many families that have been, especially the family that had 8 children and the other family had 10 children, and they got together and they were total confusion. And the father tried to be domineering, tried to be definite with them, and nothing seemed to work. And all of a sudden, they had a lesson. And the lesson was in respect. The lesson was in respect for each other, starting out with respect for themselves, and then with respect for each other. And the respect for themselves started out because the parents respected them. The parents respected them even in their foolishness, even in their oddness, even in their uncooperativeness. And as the parents showed the children this respect. The children didn't instantly, magnificently become beautiful children living up to the values of the new family, but they began to realize that these values are the values that they're going to live by. And little by little, they acclimate themselves to those values. Little by little, they realize those values are okay. And those values are not a threat to them. They're not a threat to their life, not a threat to their existence. And when they do that, then everything seems to work out just fine. Now, are you able to live in your life and be whoever you are? Are you the parent? Are you the value setters? Are you the role models? Are you the children who are given great opportunities to express and be loving and be fantastic? Or what's going on in your world? What's going on in your life? Who is the master in your home? Is it the values? Is it the role model? Is it one parent or the other? Is it the mother? Is it the father? Oftentimes, the mother lives at home with the children and does not have a separate job. And when the mother lives at home, the mother gets the children to cooperate with her and work with her, and they do many beautiful things together because they love each other. And this love transcends all rules and regulations because they respect and love their mother. And they perhaps are fearful of their father. Perhaps they are afraid that he's going to change their family and change the role, the rules and things that they have. And as they do that, then they have this rebellion. And the rebellion is not necessarily against the principle, against the rules. It's against change. And this rebellion against change has caused them to feel very insecure. It caused them to feel that there might be a problem, and they don't want a problem. There might be something that's going to happen that's going to make their family weak, or that somebody else is going to come in and control them. Just like the principal of the school. The principal of the school has to deal with children from every walk of life. And the principal can have a name for herself or himself as being a domineering, dominant person, or as a very loving, understanding person. Necessarily following the rules, but being very understanding and very loving, as though they were a parent themselves, and they indeed are a parent of every one of the children in the school over which they're the principal. What role are you playing in life? Are you the father, mother of your home and you're living all by yourself? And you know what your rules are, you know what you do, you know how you put your clothes away, and you know how you make your meals, and you know how you do all the things. And you have no great problem there. But when you enter into a family, when you get married, and then you have your spouse to be concerned about, and you're working together harmoniously, lovingly, and then you have children. And if you raise them from tots, you can most of the time get along far better than if you have them already from another family. But in any event, if you say all is in divine order, if you live and say, I love my family. I absolutely love my family. I love them to pieces. And when you love your family to pieces, when you love yourself to pieces, when you say all is in divine order, then everything works out in the perfect harmony that it should. But when you do not have the ability to say, I love my family, I love every single member of my family, regardless of whether they're cooperative or not, regardless whether they are sort of difficult to get along with or not, I love them. This is what a parent does. This is what a mother, this is what a father does. They love their children regardless of their faults, regardless of their problems. And because they love their children so completely and so wonderfully, they get along just great. And everything is beautiful. Are you ready to live your life? Whether you're living by yourself, you're living with your spouse, or you're living with your family, or you're living with grandparents moving into your family, or you're living with anything at all that's a little different than you one-on-one. If you love yourself and you love your family, you can be sure that you'll have a harmonious home. And if you can say all is in divine order at all times, all is in divine order, and all works out beautifully and wonderfully and totally. It's just a matter of how much you want that. And what is it you want? Do you want your family to be cooperative, totally, 100%? Then be unconditionally loving of them, totally, 100%. Do you want everyone to go with your program? Then you go with your program. You live it. And it's your house. You keep it in order. You do the things that you want to do. And when you do that, then everyone else will do likewise. When you respect yourself, when you say all is in divine order, everyone else will respect you too. And everyone else will say, all is in divine order too. Let this be who you are today. The person who says, all is in divine order. The person who respects themselves and respects their family and knows that each member of their family deserves 100% of their love, including themselves. They deserve 100% of their love. And as they deserve it and live it, they are it. Being in charge of the family, being the spouse, being the son, the daughter, being the grandparents, no matter who lives in the household, what you do is you say all is in divine order, and then you cooperate with what your inner tells you to do, and you'll be guided to have the most harmonious family on the face of the earth, because it is your family, and it is you, and that's all that matters. Know that I unconditionally love you, each one. I love you. I love you. I love you.